News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Anurag Srivastava on Thursday said, India is engaged with the Chinese side to peacefully resolve the current situation along the line of actual control in response to a question regarding US President Donald Trump's offer to mediate or arbitrate between the two sides. With this, India ruled out any need for arbitration. Srivastava said India and China are engaged at both the military and diplomatic level to peacefully resolve the matter and that diplomatic channels are at work both in New Delhi and in Beijing. He added that there are at least 5 bilateral agreements or protocols between the two sides starting from 1993 to ensure peace and tranquility in the border areas. These are the 1993 Agreement on Maintenance of Peace and Tranquility along the Line of Actual Control, the 1996 Agreement on Confidence-Building Measures in the Military filed along the LAC, the 2005 Protocol on Modalities for Implementation of Confidence-Building Measures in Military Field along the LAC, the 2012 Agreement on the Establishment of a Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs, to the most recent 2013 Border Defense Cooperation Agreement. India said its forces scrupulously follow the consensus reached by our leaders and guidance provided, and it is committed to the objective of maintenance of peace and tranquility in the border areas, but at the same time, Delhi remains firm in its resolve to ensuring sovereignty and national security. Meanwhile, Chinese state media on Thursday said the two countries do not need help from the US to resolve their current round of frictions at the border, pointing out that the leadership of the two countries successfully solved the Doklam standoff in 2017 with concerted efforts and wisdom. The latest dispute can be solved bilaterally by China and India. The two countries should keep alert on the US, which exploits every chance to create waves that jeopardize regional peace and order, said the Global Times. China and India successfully solved their Doklam face-off with concerted efforts and wisdom. The two informal summits between the leadership of the two sides, one in the Chinese city of Wuhan in 2018 and the other in the Indian city of Chennai in 2019, set the tone to maintain peace and tranquility along the border, it said. Stepping up efforts to control the spread of crop-damaging locust swarms most prevalent in northern India, the Union Agriculture Ministry on Thursday said 15 sprayers will be procured from the UK in a fortnight and plans are afoot to deploy drones and helicopters for the aerial spray of pesticides. There was no information of entry of any new locust swarm on Thursday from Indo-Pak border areas, Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar said, adding control measures are in full swing in close coordination with state agriculture departments, local administration and border security force. As of Thursday, there are some active swarms of immature locusts in Barmer, Jodhpur, Nagaur, Bikaner, Suratgarh, Dausa districts of Rajasthan, Jhansi district of Uttar Pradesh, Rewa, Morena, Betul, Khandwa districts of Madhya Pradesh and Nagpur and Amravati districts of Maharashtra, for which the control operations are in progress, the ministry said in a statement. Meanwhile, the Delhi government has asked concerned authorities to spray insecticides and pesticides on standing crops, vegetation, gardens and orchards to prevent a probable attack of desert locusts. In an advisory issued on Wednesday, Agriculture Department Joint Director A.P. Saini asked authorities to organize awareness programs for the public and farmers to prevent the attack of locusts. Reviewing the locust control operation with ministry officials, Tomar said, the government is concerned about the issue and is dealing urgently with the situation. The centre is in close touch with the affected states of Rajasthan, Punjab, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, and an advisory has been issued, he said. To ensure adequate machines are made available to states for effective control of the swarms, Tomar said 15 sprayers will start arriving from Britain in the next 15 days. Besides, 45 more sprayers will be procured in a month or 1.5 months. Drones will be used to spray pesticides on tall trees and inaccessible places for effective control of locusts, while plans are afoot to deploy helicopters for aerial spray. Already, two firms have been finalized through tender for use of the drones for spraying pesticides, he added. As police and intelligence services conduct a region-wide hunt targeting Adil Ahmed Hafiz, suspected by authorities of being the suicide attacker tasked with driving the car bomb found near southern Kashmir's Pulwama on Wednesday night to its target, his older brother has issued an emotional appeal for the fugitive to terminate his mission and surrender. "Please come home quickly," Ijaz Ahmed says in a video obtained by News 18. "Your parents are waiting for you. If it is paradise you want to go to, the path lies through your parents. Leave this path you are walking on," he urges, adding, "Every problem can be solved through discussion. There is no point to sacrificing your life for people who want to eat India's rice and Pakistan's salt," Ahmed says in the video clip. Police in Kashmir, government sources said, are hunting for a second car bomb packed with explosives believed to have been assembled by the same Jaish-e-Mohammed cell that fabricated the device found in Pulwama on Wednesday night. Security forces had prevented a massive car bomb attack after they stopped a vehicle carrying 40 to 45 kg of improvised explosive device. The plan had chilling similarities with last year's terror attack in Pulwama, when over 40 soldiers were killed. "The chances are Adil Hafiz will attempt to use this second car bomb to complete his mission," a senior intelligence official said. "Every effort is being made to locate him before that happens." And Nissan Motor Company has agreed to settle a long-running dispute with Tamil Nadu after claiming it was owed 50 billion rupees or $660 million in unpaid dues and damages, six sources told Reuters. As part of the settlement, the Japanese automaker is expected to receive between 14 billion rupees and 18 billion rupees, two sources aware of the matter said. The dispute arose after Nissan said Tamil Nadu hadn't paid certain incentives under a 2008 agreement to set up a car plant in the southern state. Nissan initiated an international arbitration against India in 2016, claiming 21 billion rupees in unpaid dues and 29 billion rupees in damages and other costs. Tamil Nadu has been trying to reach a settlement with Nissan for several years. Tamil Nadu Industries Minister M.C. Sampath confirmed to Reuters that the state had resolved the issue with Nissan but declined to give the settlement amount, citing confidentiality. "Nissan has begun the process to withdraw the international arbitration," he said. Nissan in India did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The full terms of the settlement were not immediately clear, and Reuters could not independently verify them. The settlement brings to an end a dispute that had raised concerns among investors over the sanctity of contracts. The U.S. National Security Agency says the same Russian military hacking group that interfered in the 2016 presidential election and unleashed a devastating malware attack the following year has been exploiting a major email server program since last August or earlier. The timing of the agency's advisory on Thursday was unusual considering that the critical vulnerability in the Exim mail transfer agent, which mostly runs on Unix-type operating systems, was identified 11 months ago when a patch was issued. Exim is so widely used, though far less known than such commercial alternatives as Microsoft's proprietary Exchange, that some companies and government agencies that run it may still not have patched the vulnerability, said Jake Williams, president of Rendition InfoSec and a former US government hacker. It took Williams about a minute of online probing on Thursday to find a potentially vulnerable government server in the UK. He speculated that the NSA might have issued the advisory to publicize the IP addresses and a domain name used by the Russian military group known as Sandworm in its hacking campaign, in hopes of thwarting their use for other means. The Exim exploit allows an attacker to gain access using specially crafted email and install programs, modify data, and create new accounts, gaining a foothold on a compromised network. The NSA did not say who the Russian military hackers have targeted, but senior US intelligence officials have warned in recent months that Kremlin agents are engaged in activities that could threaten the integrity of the November presidential election. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak. the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.